should you think of your employees as athletes? I'm Greg Schinkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about an article that I read recently that talked about how athletes are conquering distance and whether you can apply some of those same concepts to elevate your team's performance. The article was in the Wall Street Journal, and it talked about how athletes are conquering distance in so many different sports. For example, people now can run two-hour marathons, something that was unheard of years ago. They can also, in the NBA, take more three-pointers and make more three-pointers, even two or three steps behind the three-point line. And golfers are hitting, especially professional golfers, are hitting the ball sometimes 300, 311, 315 yards off the tee. It changes a lot of dynamics. But what if you could do that with your team? What if you could get them to conquer some of the barriers to their performance? After all, we're all on a quest to increase our competitiveness, our productivity, and reduce costs. It turns out the article really focuses on little things that people do that create a huge difference in their performance. So it's like on your team, when you notice the difference between your top performers and your middle and bottom performers, often it's just some little things that your top performers focus on that makes a difference in their productivity and their output. If you can identify just a couple of things that you need your team members to focus on that would yield the greatest impact in terms of productivity, it could really help boost your effectiveness. Now, sometimes this gets handed off to the engineering or the continuous improvement folks in your organization, but there's a problem there. If operational changes and improvements are identified in the front office and not on the shop floor, often you're missing some of the things that you could gain from observation. So my suggestion is you as the supervisor, along with your partners in continuous improvement and engineering, should take a look at what your high performers do differently and have all of your employees focus on those little small changes that could make a big difference in their output. And once you've figured out how to do that as your leadership improvement strategy, you may want to work on some of your other leadership aspects. And of course, you can do that by having us work on site in person. Yes, we still do that. Come to your site and do training. Or, of course, through the new way, which is our virtual training studio, we can do workshops for your team. Or you can select some of our on-demand products and services through our website. All of that starts with a conversation, and you can connect with us at uniquedevelopment.com. Remember to connect with us also on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, or even Twitter, and I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership success.